Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dinosaur Party Podcast Season 2, Episode 8, with everybody this week. So, yeah, I think this is the first week in 5-6 weeks that we've all done a podcast together.
Damn, that's a long time.
And yeah, so
clearly you guys didn't miss each other. Sorry.
I've been busy. I'm sorry. Very busy.
But yeah, our 2-3 podcast experiment of pairs is all over. What did you guys think?
It was fun. Can I share a little bit intimate detail of Sarah and my podcast together?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wait, is that gonna
Sorry.
Was that gonna even be put out because Kevin done goofed and
I done goofed, but I'll try to put that out as well as sort of like an extra thing.
Yeah.
It could be an extras.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you at least would have
at least part. You know what, Carol and I part. Like we got the job done.
Oh, y'all yeah. After a few weeks of not actually oh, doing true. It.
Yeah, Sarah, I don't think you should have brought it
up. As long as the product is good, you know.
We still have it, though. That's
yeah, you still have it. That's the only thing.
At the end of the day, it still exists, and it is publishable, as opposed to, oh, we did ours on time, whatever, you lost it. So that
Kevin lost his.
Welcome to the real world, everybody.
Yeah, I lost it. It's somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
Worse.
Somewhere over the rainbow. I'm kidding.
No, I checked.
Intimate details, Carol, go.
Sorry?
Intimate details, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. It was really comfortable filming. Not filming, sorry, recording with just Sarah. We kind of just didn't even wear clothes. Well, we did wear clothes, but it was kind of like, this would be really
that's
scandalous.
That's some, like, new level of information that nobody
into,
really...
This is going off into a different genre of podcast. Like, no, thank you.
I think for this one, we have to... We have to.
Are we taking Dinosaur Party into a new route?
No. We are keeping it.
The extension...
On the same road. Carol just left a window open for your imagination to go.
Oh my god, that was not what I meant.
I'm going to shut that window.
I think we have to like tag that one as like some sort of explicit content.
No, but it was kind of like super chill with just two girls. But it's cool. Sure. Was, you know.
And we like talked like a good 40 minutes before and then a good 40 minutes after the actual recording.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of catching up. But it was good. We reminisced a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
About great 9 days.
Great 9 days and I guess high school goggles.
Yeah.
Beer goggles.
High school goggles.
What the hell are high school goggles?
They're a thing, okay? You'd have to listen to our podcast today.
Okay, all right.
So, what if I don't want to?
What?
Never mind.
Like, this silence means that we're all glaring at Kevin right now, yeah. In case anybody was wondering.
Hey, I listen to all the podcasts. Yeah. Well, at least the ones I edit anyway.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Quality control. We're kind of self-policing here, so... I'm sure, like, Sahil would say something, but...
Sahil is in London!
Huzzah.
Not
right now?
Our London.
In the UK.
Yet,
I think he's still there.
London,
no, I think he's traveling.
I think he's in, like,
traveling.
Morocco now.
Yeah.
He's somewhere exotic, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exotic. I saw his photos. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's somewhere... He's not... He's some... I think it was
he's not
Morocco.
In England anymore, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I am Le Jelly.
It seems like everybody. It seems like everybody has been going like, vacationing this summer.
It's the trend.
Yeah, because a lot of them graduated, right?
True.
So jealous.
Mm-hmm. And Phil worked for an entire year already, so he deserves his summer break for sure.
Is he doing the same program that you're doing?
Yeah, except that he signed a 12-month contract, whereas I signed a 16-month one. And obviously we're in different faculties, but yeah, similar programs. So I'm really happy that my entire house will be my high school friends next year instead of me going back in my fifth year and living with strangers. So, I am lucky.
That's just funny because, like, like for me and like Glendon, like doing a fifth year is so common.
Right.
Like every year at our formal, there's always like people that like, there is a little bit of hazing that happens and like 5 years, 5 years. And there's like, you know, they're the people that like brag about how they're finishing in four. Like it's just so common to do a fifth year.
That's so funny.
But then everyone else that I talk to, and it's so funny because everyone that I'm really close with, like they're all doing a fifth year, whether they planned it or they ended up, they're finishing in 5 years. So I'm kind of like,
you're the odd one out. Look at you. Mm. Too keen, Sarah. Too keen.
For the real world, apparently. I just need to get myself out.
Uh-huh. But yeah. Yeah, and same thing in Waterloo. It's super common, right? But I guess Western, less so. But definitely still a lot of people, considerable amount of people who take fifth years. So that's cool.
I hate school. It sucks.
Do you think any of you guys are going to do your master's right after?
No.
I think I'm going to go MBA and not master's.
Wow. But not right away, though, either, right? Master's,
is it? Oh, right.
It's a master's. It's a master's. It's a master's, yes.
Yeah, that's a little bit different, yeah.
Yeah. When I think of master's, so I always think of like PhD and stuff.
That's not a master. That's a
that's not a master. That's graduate. That's not a master. That is graduate studies. Yes.
Good that's one, Kevin.
I'm not good at stuff.
That's a doctorate.
Says the one that wants to do an MBA. Yeah.
Yay. I want to get my MBA, and
I'm not good at
call
stuff,
myself a doctor.
Wait, can you?
No.
No.
Only PhDs can call themselves doctors.
Okay, good.
Oh, dear. Escaping the realm of academia because it depresses me so much. the fact that we have 1 month of, like, summer left. I guess everyone's on a, like, crazy schedule, though, so it's not really, like, summer. But it's we have
we're so excited.
Wait, so Kevin, you're in London now.
Yeah.
And then you're going back to Waterloo in September.
Yeah.
And then Max, what are you doing?
To London.
I'm going to
you're
London.
Going to London?
Yeah.
And so am I.
So you're basically
but
switching
Max is
with Kevin.
Hella far.
We're switching
places.
Me
and Max are swapping. We're the same person. Ooh. We have never been seen in a room together. In a while.
In a while.
Yes. Nice. Intro.
Holla.
Getting in there.
Holla.
Awesome.
Hi, Mom.
She just... This is too funny.
Yo, in addition to Carol's I think Carol's mom always receives a...
she's waving. Oh, bye.
Shout out to Carol's mom.
Is this common, or is it just during podcasts?
This happens every single time. You guys know that, right? She actually realizes that I'm recording, so she doesn't come in. But this time, she kind of just... She's brushing her teeth, and she just strolls in.
Wow.
And checks herself out on my computer.
She's great.
The mirror that wasn't working.
Oh, boy.
I like her.
That was great.
Yeah, and she was so oblivious. She's casually with toothbrush in her mouth and just strolling in. I don't want to troll my mom. Actually, let's not. My mom's a beautiful, elegant lady. Let's continue.
That was great.
I knew I should have put that on air sign. Oh, I really need to get one. But I need to translate into Chinese too. So they actually know.
just have it in Chinese.
Why is there a random sign up?
Oh man. Yeah.
I think even if you have the sign, she's going to come in anyway.
Right?
She'll be able to more
just beacon. Checking, making sure that I'm actually recording.
Yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Speaking of Chinese translations, I think Carol should give an update about her charity thing.
Oh, yes.
So, as of today, on Indiegogo, I have successfully raised $1,840.
Congratulations.
And I have received $150 in cash plus my own $150. So that is $1,840 US dollars plus no, $11.50 in Canadian, and it roughly translates to around, how much is it in?
Like 8,000?
In China, RMB currency, it's like 16,000.
What?
16,000 yuan or RMB.
Wait, is it like 1 to 10? What's going on?
No, it's, I have, it's together, there's almost 3,000.
Oh, it's 3,000. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Wait, so yeah. Since the so Canadian
dollar. It's like
1 to 5 to 6,
depending on American or Canadian. Or actually, American. Why don't you just,
why don't
days.
You, wait, how, are you getting the money in USDs or?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am.
Do you have a USD account or is it just going to?
I'm going to actually make a deal with my dad. And so to get it exchanged at the current exchange rate the day that I buy all the books. Because they're. The money is actually not going to be deposited into my account until the end of the month.
Oh.
So they, yeah, that's how Indiegogo works. It's like when you end it, they'll give it to you at the end of the month.
I see, okay.
It might be better waiting.
But it's going.
The Canadian dollar right now is really
But the thing is, I will have to purchase the books really, really soon. So.
How long is that book list?
Ooh, that book list is almost like 200 books / series. It's
Are you going to buy all those books?
I already purchased everything in my inventory right now.
Damn.
Like, I already have them in my shopping cart. That took hours. I'm talking about at least, like, a good 6 hours, if not
That's
more.
That's crazy.
Because to think, I had to click open everything and then make sure all the prices match what I listed. Yeah. And then to make sure I get the quantity that I want, it was crazy. But right now, the problem is shipping. Mm-hmm. So the website I'm purchasing it from, all the books from, it's like the Chinese version of Amazon, right? So they kind of have their own warehouses and they have like the best shipping supposedly, except they do not deliver to where the schools are at because the locations are so remote.
Damn.
So now I have to find some alternative shipping arrangements. Hi, Dad. What the hardship? He was waving in Haagen-Dazs to me, so that was.
I wanted if
clearly
you
my mom did not inform him of what was going on.
Oh, did he come in?
Welcome to the in-house home.
Nice.
Yeah, my parents just really love me. They shower me with attention and love and all that
stuff.
Because
you're the only child. That's.
Yeah, I'm the only one in four of us. In all four of us.
Yeah, you're the only child.
Yo, such privilege.
You're the only
somebody
only
take
child.
My parents.
Only child privileges.
True.
You will have to live with that.
That is true too.
Yep.
Where was I? So now I have to find alternative delivery arrangements. It shouldn't be too bad. I will update everybody once I get that sorted out. But yeah, I'm actually really surprised that I was able to raise that much money because I actually only had $840 raised, which is still already a lot, you know, considering there was only like, I think like 18 or so people that donated to the 840. But I had a friend who saw my video and felt so strongly about the cause that he doubled everybody's donation and donated $840. I was like, wow, that I was stunned. Like when I got that email notification, I was truly stunned and I was like tearing. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is like real life right now. I was really touched. I know. And he really like reminded me that I need to check up on the project too, if I can. So next summer when I go back to China, I will be visiting the schools to see how these libraries are being used, if the kids like these books and if they need to get more help and stuff like that. So I need to do an actual follow-up. Got to be responsible for everyone's money.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah. Yeah.
You should do like a vlog of it as well.
That would be a good idea.
That, as well.
That would be a good idea. But I don't know how these principals would feel about me like bringing a camera with me.
You don't want it's not like you don't want to be like voyeuristic about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And also it shouldn't be like, oh, this, you know, girl is coming from abroad and like filming us here, like what does she want to show?
Well, you can be just private about it. Well, like you just do it yourself instead of like showing off the school.
No, I'll probably try to talk cuz I'm our school ends in April. I'll probably be going to China in May. And during that time, school is still going on. So hopefully I'll be able to talk to a few kids too, to ask, you know, oh, do you like go to the library? Like, what are your favorite books and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty cute.
Nice.
But yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy.
Speaking of raising money for cool things, I'm just on a segue today. Okay,
I know.
Sarah's on the wall.
Have you guys?
Don't forget to wear a helmet.
Don't mind. Have you guys seen the company that's like designing sunglasses for like Asian faces?
No. What? Why?
Shutter Shades.
I'm curious.
Because we're different, just biologically.
But what thing does that is, mean? You know how those like Ray-Ban aviators and other sunglasses, mm-hmm. they work fine. Yeah.
What are Asian sunglasses though?
Okay, so here's the thing: like a lot of Asian people have different facial structures. Okay, so like their nose bridge part is a little bit smaller, lower. Mm. Or their cheekbones are a little bit like they're shaped higher? Differently.
Okay,
mm-hmm. So. I think most of the like they're the main thing that they're focusing on is like the like how the glasses actually stay up in terms of like the middle of the glasses, like the nose part. So gotcha. What they're doing is designing, it's like an elevated fit. So okay. they like design longer nose pads and then they reduce the frame curvature, which I noticed in Ray-Bans. Some of my Asian friends wear like Ray-Bans and like they rock it fine, but like it looks kind of funny. Because it's not designed for their faces. And I personally do not wear those glasses either because I don't think that they look great on me.
There's one style of Ray-Ban that I cannot wear because it actually hits my cheekbones, like right there. Exactly. Like bridges. Yeah, it was really bad.
Wait, they're not
but
supposed
to? But there are others.
No.
When I wear my sunglasses, they kind of the bottoms kind of hit my cheekbones a bit.
I don't think it's supposed to like supposed go to. In it. Yeah.
It's like if you look at other people, like you, because they rarely... Sometimes they do show, like, the profile, but they're not supposed to. And so this Kickstarter is really, like, they're just very, very cute. And on their page, they have, like, these GIFs showing what regular sunglasses look like and how it changes when you smile. And then it shows how their glasses look differently and how it's supposed to look when glasses actually fit your face. So, you know, you can deny it all you want, but, like, I... personally think that some people have just accepted that glasses are supposed to fit this way on Asian faces because of consumerism and marketing. Yeah. But, you know, when you're actually looking for fit the same way as, like, clothing, I think, you know, this is actually a really great campaign.
You should link us. I think I'd be interested in checking
For sure.
The page out. That's pretty cool.
Super cool.
You know what I realized?
But...
We all have, like, the same glasses.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just square.
We totally
they're all
do.
Just square glasses.
Yeah,
Sarah's
they're all,
is a
like,
little bit different,
thick
though.
And kind of bigger glasses.
That's the style now, right? Thick frames, square. Isn't that the
You
thing?
Guys gave me shit about it.
Oh, there are only being, 2 like, hours a black to go, square. Guys.
When did we or give you shit sorry. About having black square frames?
I don't know. It was, like... back in like grade 11 or something.
Maybe because we called you a hipster because you were trying to be, right? Am I right?
I'm right. Trying.
Oh,
ahead of the curve.
He wasn't trying. He just
was. He was.
We'll give it to you.
Oh my gosh, but they're kind of. Oh, they're not too expensive.
Are you looking at the glasses?
I am.
Yeah. They're like $95 for a pair.
They're 80.
80?
No, yeah, that was like a one-day special.
Oh, that's one day only. Okay, so yeah, 95. I mean, because I can get a really good branded one that actually fits really well as well. But right now I have a pair of... what is it? I can't remember the name off the top of my head. And I got it for like 100-ish. Like with taxes too. It was like 99 plus like tax and stuff. And it fits really well, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, but I obviously tried on so many pairs to find this one particular one. But they, I mean, these look pretty good. But they're all... well, everything's plastic. But yeah, they look pretty good, actually. How long has this campaign been going on for? Do you know?
No, but I just, like, I saw it today on Twitter. Because
it only has 2 hours to go, so it must have started in a while. Oh, yeah. But yeah, they have a lot of media coverage, too.
Yeah.
Go. We'll end this podcast quick, and then we'll all buy sunglasses.
Nah. Yo, if you already have a pair, don't buy another pair. Consumerism. Don't fall for it.
I actually need sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I don't actually have sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. So then, Max, maybe. You might need a pair.
I don't
pair
know.
So
you can spend
that. Guinea pig. You can be our guinea pig.
All right.
And then in the next season of our podcast, we'll get an update.
We'll see how these...
You can wear your cool glasses. You can do another updated video on Sonic Fire 3000. True. Yo, someone, the shots were fired.
So many shots fired. Yo, I had to delete that. I was like, bruh.
I saw it.
Don't get on my...
What happened to the shit? So I don't know if you guys saw it, but basically Max shared my video. And I think Jackie, or who
was
it?
It was Jackie.
It was Jackie. Jackie was like, so Carol makes more video than Sonic Fire 3000.
Shake my head still.
Yo, we
you
got
too
like
many
a
likes,
loyal
apparently.
Fan base.
And Max couldn't take it.
No. I saw him post. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, I take so much shade. I take so much shade from this guy. I'm like, nah, not this time. Not this one. This one's for a better cause. Don't shit on me on that one.
It's so funny though.
Oof. Yeah. Okay. But in on the topic of responses, for our 2-on-2 podcasts.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Harry gives me shit for bringing up the same topic twice. Now he's not gonna... The hair thing. Brought it up twice.
Mm. But technically, it was like 3 times.
Was it 3 times?
Oh, yeah.
I brought it up again. I didn't specifically ask the question, though, but yeah. Sorry, Harry, if that offended you. Anyway,
we'll give you your money back.
I will shave your head when you go to sleep, and then you'll wake up bald.
Oh yeah, sorry for the free content, like
Sarah.
Minus one viewer.
Harry and I are at war.
You're gonna chase out our only listener.
Harry and I are at war. I don't know how it started, but it's great. I enjoy it.
One of my friends from Philadelphia is saying that it's cool, but we should definitely mix it up and still try to do 4 people recordings most of the time, mm-hmm. just because it's a lot more lively and everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's
so
fun.
Lively.
It's harder to be remotely doing it.
Yeah, it's really funny because people think that we actually all meet up and do this. And that they're like, oh my gosh, so one of you guys are moving to London? How are you guys going to continue to record?
I
was like, little do they know. I know, we've never recorded any episode except for one together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
Except for that one.
How long has it been since we've all like been together?
It's been a year, at least.
Since that one episode,
it's been a year.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was summer, AGO, the goo episode.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow.
Oh, yeah, downtown Toronto in the food court.
Good times.
Time flies. Yo.
Yeah.
Such good setup. Premium, private.
Yeah, drag the table over for the outlet.
Bay Street, too. Such prime location. No. Prime real estate.
Where do we get that sort of money?
Cannot get any better than that.
We didn't have a mic, so we're all just, like, huddled around your computer.
I know. Oh. That was great. Good times.
Great. That's great.
Good time reminiscing, and hopefully we will be seeing each other soon and recording another episode together.
So if this is episode 8, that means we have about 2 episodes left in the season.
Gasp.
Yep.
Is that how we're doing it?
I guess. I don't know. We could.
Okay, I'm down for that. Damn.
give you a little bit of a break.
We actually should try to record like episode 10 not together or something as like a big finale for the season.
That'd be great.
And we have plenty of time until the end of the year to find some time to get together, guys.
We have
Come on, we got this.
2 more weeks until we're all on vacation.
Yeah.
So we can do like a whole grand finale 10 thing, and then we can all like have a little vacation time.
It would be so nice if we can get to, like, Sahil or Harry and to actually all, like, meet up all together and show, like a chat slash party.
That laugh, though. Yeah. What does that mean, Max?
That's going at the end.
No, it's just, it'll be, I was just imagining, like, how many people will be together, and then, like, it'll just
be. That'd be so fun.
We can host a panel. So
cool. Yeah, we could.
Ask the Dino Party.
True. Okay, well, thank you all very much for listening, and it has been a pleasure recording for this for you guys, I guess. And stay tuned until the next episode. This is Carol.
Kevin.
Sarah.
Max.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
We need to come up with some order.
Ha 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 ha